Hello, hello.
How you doing, Elizabeth?
Greetings.
Hey, darling.
Hey, darling.
Hi, hello. So I have a lot of questions. Maybe today it'd be cool to talk about how the voice changes.
It doesn't change. The way you hear it changes. Next one.
So people's voices seem to change as they grow, even though there's no time.
No, they extend longer, so your ears hear different. The pitches change. As they mature, the elongation changes the frequency that you hear. The hearing is what changes. You kind of get it backwards a little bit. It's like drinking water. When you drink water, when you hold your ears in the tub, it's different. The acoustic space is why people think they can fucking sing in the shower when they're stone deaf, tone deaf otherwise.
Yeah.
You see what
okay.
I mean? Like that. Same way. Okay, next. You're on a schedule, darling. 6 o'clock.
When you said it ends in the Thompson Quadrant, did you mean the print era will end in the Thompson Quadrant?
It already has since the Gutenberg Galaxy print's done. Now it's OMG,
right.
What's the BFD?
I know, but it was...
This meal is
I noticed that when you said that a few weeks ago, quote-unquote, no time, whatever, that there was a lot of focus and concern and learning within the Thompson Quadrant, so I found it notable that those timings lined up.
They should have killed his damn ass in the coach house and stopped all this foolishness. We told them to, but no, everybody seems to know everything. Then they blow the thing up, and then they wonder why it's all blown up. But, you know, what you going to do? Kids today.
What's my tonal bass?
E flat.
Do I have a circadian rhythm?
Everybody does. Yours is off a little bit. Because, like, when you
yeah,
do the fluffer, that fluffer thing, that sleep side of fluffer, it's a little bit weird where you're up in the middle of the night and you're down in the middle of the day and you're over and you're under and you're back and everything about to do is stuff. It's a little scary sometimes, but just go with it. Take your remedies, your complete formula.
Yeah.
It's always the same time. Because you're all over the place when you take them. Bob did that, and he like lost his fucking mind. But then he was drinking a whole bottle at a time, too, so what you going to do?
I'll just pick the
you
time,
did.
But
go
you
ahead.
Have recommendations.
You know, we don't care when you do it. Just do it the same time every day. It would be good if you ate the same time every day, but that ain't happening. We know. Okay.
Yeah, right. Are there any other than taking the formulas at the same time of day? Is there
more
anything
protein.
Else okay. Thank you. Does your cloud have a pericardium?
It may. That's
it
not
may.
Been developed yet, so we can't develop all that yet because you're already picking. They're already picking, and we got to keep Bob safe. Bob safe is what's the most important thing at this stage.
Is the imagination
there is
still...
no imagination.
I like that.
Well, there's not.
It would be
look
fun.
At his definition. No, look at his definition.
Okay.
The faculty
uh-huh.
or action of forming new ideas or images or concepts for external objects not present to the senses. There's no none of that anymore. That's done.
Right.
Ever since Lewis, there is none of that.
Which
that's
Lewis?
Gone. C.S. Lewis. It's some of those people Bob used to fuck in the butt. He did that all the time to all of them. T.S. Eliot, all of them. The doppelganger. Yeah,
okay,
he would do all that. He was quite a bold brummer, let me tell you that, Bob.
Hey, did he say this? There's no imagination?
Yes.
Since C.S. Lewis, imagination is gone. You got pygmies doing porn now. That's not, you can't even have any imagination. Anything you think you imagine, there's already fucking YouTube about it. So how is that imagination? Well, I'm going to imagine something new and exciting. Let me go look at YouTube and see what I can imagine. There is nothing new. That's the ridiculous, inappropriate in every way, William Irwin Thompson Quadrant. That's what you're doomed to here in Camp Middle America, USA, Middle Earth.
Are you saying
hey,
I'm
listen,
middle
what was the previous topic? Your first topic was McLuhan, the printing press, right?
Yeah. So
which quadrant or something?
Back, yeah, I said when they said it ends in the Thompson Quadrant, I was asking and clarifying if they meant the print era. Okay, so the
Gutenberg,
so we should have
killed
more...
them too with them in that coach house. Blow that coach house up and let's go back and undo all that crap and make Marshall McLuhan be the load his mother should have swallowed.
Wasn't that fun when I burned the book in Gutenberg?
Yeah, well, it's kind of great.
In Gutenberg.
We like that part. May it help more carbon. We got more carbon for it. So
yeah,
it's always
exactly.
good. Burn all the books. That's Bob's going
okay.
back. The Germans got away with it. Why can't Bob? When you get really, 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 really rich, Bob, not like just rich, rich, but I mean like stupid rich, we can burn the library. What do you think? You want to?
That's right.
I know. Let's buy another house, put all the books in it, and burn that house. That'll work. Then you can get a tax deduction for burning, for making the, doing an environmental deduction. Get a deduction for cleaning up all the old books. We're going to work on that, Bob.
I am. The phrase to pay attention.
If you
recently.
Can afford it, if you can afford it, that's
to attend to something for attention, focus. It's something you have to pay for. Pay with your time, pay with your thinking, pay with all of that, right?
Well, B2, to make someone notice you, I knocked on the window to get her attention. Pay attention. B1, to watch, listen to, or think about something or someone carefully or with interest. If you don't pay attention now, you'll get it all wrong later.
Is that specifically to me right now that you're saying if I don't pay attention to someone now, I'll get it all wrong later?
No. If it applies to you, that's fine. But you're talking about paying attention, and we say it's great if you can afford it. Try to understand where you're climbing up under somebody. Well, that's okay. We don't mind that. Depending on who it is and if you're pitching and catching and what's happening, what's going on, and you know, you kind of go start, you really look at the antonyms to pay attention. You end up with a lot of sloth things that aren't really antonymally part of that definition. So we think it's just kind of lost.
When Bob unmutes you, Ion, has he unmuted all of non-physical?
Yes, he has. Otherwise, he keeps us in a damn box, and we don't like it. It's very dark there.
And that's the real communication, Alyssa.
Say that again? Right? Right?
Living in a cardboard box. Living in a box.
All right. Farewell until in another second. I'll talk to you all soon.
Why are you going? Don't go. Bob ain't going to bed yet.
I could stay on the line for a second.
Didn't Jean ask her a question?
She blipped out because you put her in a box like we were travailing. How you put us in a box.
Did I put her in a box?
Yeah, in a cardboard box. But then she'll come back and you won't unmute her, so it doesn't really matter. So
okay, I can unmute everybody.
Your line is muted.
There you go. Oops, there it is.
Go. Start talking. Jean.
Living in a cardboard box.
Hey, shut up. Let her ask the point. Go ahead, Jean.
Bob and Alyssa were talking about communication. Is the real communication communicating with you like this right here over the air on Payday?
Actually, it's more meaningfully applied when you go back to Memorex experiences. But see, this mm-hmm. is live in front of a taped studio audience. So when you come back, sometimes when we talk about, oh, wait, grab that glass, wait. And then when they in the future listen to it and they
yes.
grab the glass and they keep it from spilling, that's more applicable now, well, then, than now, because the now then is a then. Because if you can understand that now is not then, and the open then is, it can't be those ends. So the loose ends can't be tight ends because the tight ends won't work in a Florida background.
That's the dots. The pattern, recognizing the pattern that's not consistent.
The soliloquy, yes. The dance.
The dance, the flow. When you were talking to Brian last week, you mentioned the cards and table analogy, or Brian did. And I don't want to talk about the firmament anymore, but can we get subatomic with the table that isn't real? You know, we see a table, but it's not really there. Because of the space between the particles, but now you're bringing us on subatomic where you're talking about what's going on in what we used to call space. The Middle Kingdom is matter, is the new space, that space between.
It's the lyrics of the song, The Dance.
What is your question, Gene?
if the middle kingdom is matter, what's the inner kingdom and the outer kingdom?
Yes, yes, my life is better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have to miss the dance.
Okay, the lyrics of the dance. Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared neath the stars above, for a moment all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything. For a moment, wasn't I a king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say you know I might have changed it all? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Yes, my life is better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have to had missed the dance. Ion, there's times I don't ask you personal questions because I don't want to miss the dance. I want to see how it plays out.
That's right, and that's good. And this is the point. That's why this is that answer. Because then what happens is you chose to separate yourself from your power, so you should get the full box of what you're getting. So it's all good.
Yeah. So when I go back to the archives, there's always something there.
Something new and something different that you hadn't got, that you didn't get, that you're not getting now. You think you're getting it now. You're getting full-blown on. You're getting full frontal, non-physical nudity, but you can't take it all right now. But when you come back, you can sort of ease into it and acquiesce into it with a little oxycodone. It can't hurt.
Yes, and that's faith and trust, is trusting that that's just
Trust what you used to hide money from the government.
Oh, that's literal, yes.
God, well, it is, sure is, because in God we trust. All others should pay cash.
Okay, we're going to say goodbye before the music starts. So everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.